With Radio On The Go News, Brian Fincher reporting. This week, the Franklin County Board of Supervisors met with the directors from the Ackley, Alexander, Coulter, Hampton, and Sheffield Public Libraries. There was extensive discussion regarding how the funds from Franklin County should be split amongst the libraries. Franklin County Board of Supervisors directed the county auditor to prepare a resolution rescinding Resolution 2023-71, a resolution the board recently passed concerning library funding, and to establish new parameters for distribution of funds. Last week, voters in the Hampton-Dumont School District were asked to vote on a $17 million bond issue. If approved, funds would have been used for improvements at the high school building in Hampton, as well as improvements to the high school football field and baseball and softball fields. The bond failed with 55.66% of voters approving the measure during the November 7th city school election. Bond referendums need at least 60% approval in order to pass. Hampton-Dumont Superintendent Aaron Becker tells Radio On The Go News it was a setback to the district's improvement projects.
We were wishing for a different result from the school side of things, you know, and that's why it's an election, and put it out to our community and let them have a voice in those things. You know, we thought that we had a really good plan put in place that had lots of eyes on those plans, that we felt like it was going to meet the needs of a lot of students throughout the district, specifically in the high school. Not just in one area, it was going to be lots of academics. It was going to be lots of activity areas too. But we will keep moving forward with our goal with the board that we're going to look at updating and maintaining our current facilities and really looking for the future of our district.
Becker says the matter will be further discussed at the next school board meeting later this month.
We'll probably have a discussion item regarding our facilities and just master planning for facilities. Just thinking about, here's where we're at now. Okay, now we need to regroup and see if this is still a goal of the board's. Because ultimately, it's their decision if we want to continue to keep moving down the path of updating our facilities and possibly asking the community for future support again. So we'll start those conversations. My assumption is that the board is going to want to continue to focus in on our facilities, knowing that we have a lot needs within the district yet that we wish we would have been able to fulfill in this bond vote, but we will continue to move forward.
Due to a recent law signed by Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds, Hampton-Dumont will have to wait until the November 2024 election for another school bond vote. Tuesday morning, the Hardin County Sheriff's Department arrested 35-year-old Jeremy Bridges of Eldora, who was wanted on warrants for second-degree burglary, child endangerment, second-degree theft, and for a probation revocation. The South Fork Watershed Alliance is inviting the public to attend their upcoming fall forum and trade show on November 30th from 3:30 to 8 p.m. at the Ellsworth Community College Ag Center in Iowa Falls. The keynote speaker will be C. Lee Burris, an Iowa State University professor of agronomy. The forum marks the beginning of the South Fork Watershed Alliance's 25th anniversary celebration. The focus of the alliance is to improve and enhance the current environmental and water quality status within the watershed of the South Fork of the Iowa River. Together with Tipton and Beaver Creek, the South Fork drains about 200,000 acres in Hardin, Hamilton, Franklin, and Wright counties. Tuesday, the Butler County Board of Supervisors approved a development agreement with the Butler-Grundy Development Alliance. The Butler supervisors also approved the county health insurance rates for 2024. Overall, the cost to the county will be about the same as this year. Operation Christmas Child is underway. The program is a shoebox ministry division of Samaritan's Purse. Cindy Long, area coordinator for Operation Christmas Child from Sheffield, tells Radio On The Go News what types of items can be packed into a shoebox that will be sent around the world to needy children.
So we put in pencils, notebooks, erasers, pencil sharpeners, so the school supplies are real important. The hygiene items are like a toothbrush, a bar of soap, comb, maybe some fun hair accessories, and then something fun that we like to call a wow item, like a nice stuffed toy or, you know, a stuffed animal they can hug on at night, maybe some little matchbox cars for the boys, a jump rope.
Long describes the goals they have for this year.
We are hoping as a whole ministry to get to $30 million this year. This is our 30th year. We are hoping at my collection site here to get to $5,000. And from what I'm hearing so far, people are busy packing boxes, so I think we will get there.
Long says they're asking for a $10 donation per each box to help cover the shipping cost. Donations will be accepted through this coming Monday morning at several locations, including in Iowa Falls, Parkersburg, Mason City, and Clear Lake. For more information, go to SamaritansPurse.org. Again, that's SamaritansPurse.org, or call 239-560-1587. Again, 239-560-1587. For Radio On the Go News, Brian Fincher reporting.